This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Governor Greg Abbott is now calling on the Department of Public Safety to investigate possible criminal activity into both the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council on American-Islamic Relations. He declared both groups terrorist organizations earlier this week. The Council on American-Islamic Relations has disputed the allegation and says it might take legal action. The Port of Galveston recently debuted its newest cruise terminal, the fourth one at the port. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn tells us more about what the new terminal looks like.
Coming down Harborside Drive, it's difficult to miss the new cruise ship towering out of the Port of Galveston. The port broke ground on its new cruise terminal back in 2024. The now-finished $156 million project features a 165,000-square-foot terminal, a $55 million parking garage, and two boarding bridges. Caitlin Carnes with Visit Galveston says she hopes the new cruise line can bring more tourism to the island.
Every department that we have in tourism development, you know, touches cruising in some sort of capacity, and we're just always looking for ways to make Galveston a place where people don't just come to get on a ship but get to experience.
The Norwegian Viva will sail seasonally from the terminal starting in December. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Texas, Nicholas Ganji, had his Senate confirmation hearing Wednesday for a federal judgeship. Ganji is President Trump's first judicial appointment to the Southern District of Texas in his second term. It's a critical moment for the district, according to University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias.
The Southern District of Texas is in a peculiarly unfortunate position right now just because it has huge dockets and five vacancies.
That's more vacancies than any other U.S. judicial district. Tobias says Texas Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz are aiming to get another four recommendations for judgeships to the president to get them confirmed before next year's midterm elections. I'm Alex.